Marlon Lee is the transportation manager of the Peace River School Division, and he joins us on the line today. Marlon, thank you very much for joining us. Another school year is now upon us, which means we need to be mindful of the precious cargo that is on school buses, do we not?
We sure do.
Comments on the fact that another school year is upon us, and we need to take care in and around the school buses.
Yes, it's a very important thing that everybody's being vigilant when they're driving around our bus loops and schools this coming school year.
The students are obviously the most important as far as the people needing to be safe is concerned, but there also needs to be an aspect of safety for the school bus drivers and for the general public. Am I incorrect in that statement, or am I correct in that statement?
No, you're correct. As far as our driver preparation goes, at the start of the school year, we always ensure that our drivers are well prepared. We go through a bunch of training with them that includes reviewing their safety protocols, route familiarization, emergency procedures, and we focus on defensive driving techniques and how they can handle various road conditions as we move into the fall and winter months to ensure the student safety.
How are the cameras doing as far as catching the red light runners as is concerned?
Yeah, over half of our fleet is equipped with cameras, and we continue to install them as we are able to make purchases for those devices. Video, if it's found that we can catch a person passing a bus on the road, on the highway, those videos are sent into our local police detachments, and they could lead to a $543 ticket and 6 demerit points.
How has been the collaboration with the local authorities, i.e. the police departments, concerning those cameras?
They've been very supportive. We've got really good buy-in from our staff, the local staff at the Peace River Detachment, as well as our sheriffs that are cruising around in their vehicles. If we have a problem area, we will ask those fine folks to go out and say camp out at the spots that we're having problems with, and they either have a gentle talk with the public or they'll go give them a ticket.
A lot of education goes with this, but I'm sure everybody, including the school division, the school bus drivers, the schools, the police departments, they always get the excuses of, oh, I'm late for work, oh, I need to do this, I need to do this, we're all busy, etc. But everybody being responsible is what we have established in this conversation. Is it just lack of education that seems to be bringing these excuses out, or is it, do we have the education, we just tend to take it for granted?
Yeah, I think society as a whole right now, we're all in a super hurry to get to where we want to be, whether it's going to Tim's for a coffee or dropping the kids off at gymnastics club or hockey. And when you see a bus on the road there and it's got its eight ways flashing with the red and yellows and the stop signs out, driving by really slowly is not an option. You need to stop and wait for those buses to come by. And I mean, I don't know how we can get the message out there other than these kind of things here where we talk on the radio and send out our Facebook posts. But if the lights are on and the stop sign's out, don't pass the bus. It's really important.
And that's in both directions, correct?
That's correct. That's in both directions. And many of our bus drivers, once the yellow lights come on the highway, you've got a very short period of time where you can pass the bus before they stop, and then the reds will come on and the stop sign comes out.
Marlon, what is your biggest message as far as safety around the school buses and the school buses in general and everybody associated with it going into the 2025 school year?
The biggest thing is the safety of all of our children depends on the actions of every driver. You have to stop for those buses when the lights are flashing and the stop sign's out. There's no exceptions. Please be extra vigilant, especially in those school zones around the buses. Reduce your speed, you know, stop for them when you need to. And be really careful watching for children crossing the roads in those school zones. They tend to run out last second, and we really want to make sure everybody's safe.
Merlin Lee is the transportation manager of the Peace River School Division. Merlin, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.